Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Boss Lady Social. My name is Courtney Schoberg. I am your host, and today we are continuing on the conversation about one of my favorite things in the whole entire world. Dun, 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 Instagram. Today we are continuing the theme of the month, which is Instagram. So the last two episodes, we talked about and broke down the 7 parts of Instagram success, what you actually need to have success on Instagram. So if you haven't already tuned into those two episodes, they are so juicy. Make sure you go back and listen to those. And in the 7 parts of Instagram success, the biggest portion of the Instagram success pie is what I call connection, right? If you don't connect with people, you can't make sales, right? Sales literally is connection. And one of the best ways to connect with your people, right? You don't want to just connect with anyone. You want to connect with the right people, the people who are actually interested in your products and services. But the best way to do that, especially for free, because we all know ads cost a ton of money, is hashtags. I am the hashtag queen. If you haven't heard, hi, that's me. I'm the hashtag queen. I believe in hashtags so much that I have been studying them exclusively for over 7 years. And I have spent over $130,000 at this point building 2 separate softwares, hashtag files 1.0. And now we just launched the hashtag software, hashtagfiles.com. So when I say I know hashtags, I know hashtags. Okay, so buckle up. This is going to be a very juicy episode. Lots of information. If you are driving and not paying attention, I definitely would recommend coming back to this one when you can sit down and take some notes, because you're not going to want to forget these juicy details. Okay, so the number one question that I'm getting constantly is, Courtney, do they still work? Like, come on, is hashtags in 2022 still a good idea? The short answer, hell yes. The long answer, oh hell yes. Okay, hashtags plus good content equals magic. Okay, so I'm going to preface this before I go into any details on how hashtags work. What are the good hashtags? What are the bad hashtags? What do hashtags do? We're going to cover all that. But I will say, I can give you the best of the best hashtags, but if you have shitty content, it doesn't matter, right? Nothing trumps good content. I get people all the time and they're like talking shit about hashtags, and it's like, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, hashtags aren't a miracle worker on their own. You have to know who your ideal client is. You have to have a product or a service that is something that people actually want to buy. And then you have to create content that will get people excited, right? So that they want to buy your stuff. Basically, what hashtags do is they get you in front of more people than ever before, right? So kind of think of it like a billboard. Okay, so let's say you live in a town and you have a billboard next to a really busy freeway, right? So every day when people are going to work or going throughout their day, they're driving past this billboard, right? This billboard is getting a lot of eyes, right? It's prime location. Now, if that billboard sucks, if it's something that nobody in the town is interested in, like let's say someone puts, I live in Portland, Oregon. So let's say we're in Portland, Oregon, and someone puts up a billboard for a hotel that's in Austin, Texas, right? Yeah, some people are going to be interested because there's definitely going to be some people who want to go to Austin, Texas, right? But the majority of people are going to be like, that's not even on my radar right now, right? So that's what I mean by creating content that actually drives in your ideal client. So you can put the best of the best hashtags and put them in front of a bunch of people, but if no one's interested in what you're talking about, no one's going to buy it, okay? So before you even dive into the hashtag stuff, like definitely get to know who your ideal client is and how to create content that speaks to them, because that is what is going to make the hashtags work better. I got an Instagram message literally just last night about a woman whose mom posts in Spanish, her content's in Spanish, and she uses English hashtags, and she makes reels, and she's up to 1.2 million views each and every single month, and she has made sales every single day since January. Okay, we're in April. That's 4 months of sales a day. So she has quite literally hit the nail on the head for the content that she's making, in alignment with the hashtags that she's using, in alignment with the people that her product is for. They're seeing it, right? Right? So the other thing would be, let's say in Portland, people love plants, people love dogs, people love those things everywhere, but like Portland's definitely like a green area and like a dog loving area. So if someone created like this very new hip bring your dog outside cafe, and they made a billboard about it where everybody in Portland's driving past it, and they have a really cute picture of a dog and a barista, and it's like, come have a coffee experience of a lifetime and bring your dog too. That's going to hit the nail on the head. Also, I'm like, maybe I should create that business. Because that sounds like something I want to do with my dog. She's laying on the bed right next to me. She is passed out. I have a chocolate lab and she is the love of my life. Huh, Posey? You're the love of my life. My dog mom voice. But do you get what I'm saying? So before we talk about hashtags at all, like hashtags are the billboard, right? No, hashtags are where you put the billboard. So if you use good hashtags, which we're going to talk about what those are because there's a difference and not all hashtags are created equal, but good hashtags are the location of the billboard on the freeway where everybody drives by. Bad hashtags, not so good hashtags, are the billboard that are on the back end, back roads that like nobody ever drives by, right? It's in this weird location. It's not really well lit up, and the amount of car traffic that gets that goes there is not very much, right? That's what hashtags do. But the content of what the actual billboard says has to make sense, or it doesn't matter where you put it, no one's going to buy. Okay, so before we get into it, yes, hashtags still work in 2022, very much so. I'm having success, my clients are having success, my members are having success. Shout out to the Hashtag Files member, if you're a member, screenshot this and tag me on Instagram at Courtney Schoberg. I'm getting hyped up. Whew, I gotta take a breath. I'm so passionate about this. You'll never hear somebody talk about hashtags the way I do. They work, but you have to know your client. You have to have, it has to make sense or it just doesn't matter, right? It's just like ads. You can have all the money in the world, and I know people who spend money on ads and don't get conversions because it's not just about always getting in front of people. Yes, that's important, but you have to get in front of the right people with the right content. It has to hit the nail on the head. It's just not going to make sense, right? So how does Instagram engagement work, and how does hashtags help improve it? So Instagram is based off an algorithm, and everybody like hates on the algorithm, but really the algorithm is a good thing. I know, gasp. Did she really just say the algorithm is a good thing? I personally choose to have a very positive mindset about Instagram. And my mindset on Instagram and algorithms and hashtags is that the algorithm helps me get in front of the right people, right? Because again, I don't want to put my billboard in front of a bunch of people who don't want to buy my stuff. It's a quite literal waste of money and space. And so the algorithm, and when you use good hashtags and good content, helps you get in front of people. And how Instagram works is, let's say you have 100 followers, okay? When you make a post, Instagram has openly said they only show your stuff to 10 to 15% of people, okay? So if you have 100 followers, that's quite literally 10 to 15 people are going to see your stuff. Now, when people see your stuff and they engage with it, so you know what I'm talking about. When you're on Instagram and you're just scrolling right by, Instagram can tell that. Right? When you scroll by someone's post and you don't stop and you don't read it and you don't open it, if you don't like it, if you don't save it, if you don't share it, if you don't engage with it in some way, shape, or form, Instagram starts to tell the algorithm that this particular piece of content is not valuable, right? Instagram makes money by the ads, right? That's how they're like main source of income. They can only charge a lot for ads if they have a lot of people spending a lot of time on their platform. So if you're scrolling by somebody's content, Instagram goes, oh no, right? Like they're not spending a lot of time on here because they don't think that content's valuable. We don't want to show that content to people because we want people who stay on the platform. Because if they stay on the platform, we can charge more money, right? It's logic when you think about it. And so you need to create valuable content that gets people to engage. And the reason hashtags are very valuable when you know who your ideal client is and you're creating content for them is, so yeah, you make a post and only 15 people see your post because you have 100 followers. Well, now if you've put good hashtags, you're going to show up in those hashtags and the likelihood of now, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 people seeing your stuff goes up. And so if they start liking your liking or commenting or saving or sharing or engaging with your stuff, Instagram goes, oh, people like this. And it's like new level unlocked. And they start showing your stuff to more people. So the more people that like it, the more people that see it. That's how viral content happens. It's because it gets lots of likes, shares, comments, saves, DMs, engagement in a short amount of time. Instagram goes, oh, people are staying on our platform to watch this. We need to show it to more people, right? So do you see what I'm saying? Why hashtags are like ads in the sense of they're going to get more eyes on your stuff. And eyes on social media are currency. I mean, at the end of the day, the more people that see your stuff, the more awareness that you bring to your brand, and the more awareness you bring to your brand, blah, 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 blah. The more awareness you can bring to your brand, the more sales that you can make, right? Ads get more eyes, but ads cost money. Not only do ads cost money, but you have to know how to use the Facebook ads system. And let me tell you, that shit is not easy. I have an ads girl for a reason. It's very complicated. You could literally be throwing money away if you don't know how to use it. So I like hashtags because hashtags are a free way to get more eyes on your stuff, right? And Instagram is definitely moving in the direction of having more SEO friendly, search engine optimization friendly content. And hashtags are SEO. Okay? So using hashtags are so important and they're going to help you get discovered. Now, let's talk about the four types of hashtags. Okay? So I've been doing hashtag research for over 7 years full time. Like, I'm not kidding. I only sold the hashtag files for 3 years in a row. So when I say I know hashtags, I will bet every dollar I have that there are no other people out there who've studied hashtags inside and out, upside and down, the way that I have. Okay? So I have put hashtags into these four different categories that I'm going to tell you about today. The first one is called a deserted hashtag. Now, what is a deserted hashtag? I want you to think Sahara Desert, right? So if you are going, let's say, you know, COVID is over. It's never going to go away, but you know what I mean? Like the world's starting to get back to normal. And now you want to go to a network event. You want to network with people. You want to sell your stuff, right? So are you going to go to an event that has a bunch of people that you could connect with, that you could sell to? Or are you going to go to an event that there's only gonna be like two people that maybe will buy, right? This is how I want you to think of a deserted hashtag. So when you log into Instagram and you click on a hashtag, you can see at the top, it says like, you know, less than 500 like, or less than 500, you know, the numbers. All that means is how many times that hashtag has been used by public accounts. Because newsflash, if your account is private, hashtags don't work. Okay, let me say that again. If you have a private account, hashtags do not work. So make sure your Instagram is public. Honestly, if you're running a business, your Instagram should be a business account or a creator account, period. But that's for another podcast on another day. So deserted hashtags are any hashtag that typically is 10,000 or less. Okay, if you're very niche, you could use 5,000 or more. But definitely never lower than 5,000. And this is why. Nobody's hanging out in those hashtags, right? Just like nobody's networking in the middle of the Sahara Desert. It's hot, it's crusty, it's dusty, nobody's there. And so if you are using two small, deserted hashtags, you're not going to get more eyes on your stuff because nobody is looking there, right? Just like you wouldn't put your billboard in the middle of the Sahara Desert. No one's driving past it. I really like this billboard analogy. I'm going to keep rolling with it because I think it makes sense. Okay. You have to use hashtags that are relevant, and deserted hashtags aren't. That's why I say don't create your own hashtag. It is literally a waste of a perfectly good hashtag to create a branded hashtag. Until you get to the point where you have a bigger brand and other people are going to start using that hashtag and you're bringing brand awareness, right? Like Target has a lot of their own hashtags. It makes sense for them because whenever you buy a cute outfit from Target, you might use the hashtag Target style because you might get featured on Target. Like that makes sense. But if you're just getting started with your coaching business or your MLM business or your nail, whatever, insert whatever business you do here, right? This applies to everyone. If you are just getting started and no one really knows who you are and you create this deserted hashtag, no one's going to discover you. Okay? So that is the first type of hashtag. Do not use. On the flip side of that, the second kind of hashtag is what I call an oversaturated hashtag. Okay, what does this mean? Oversaturated is the quite literal opposite of a deserted hashtag. It is used so many times that you don't get seen because it has too many people. Now, this is about 3 million or more. So if you're next to your phone, I want you to open up your phone and I want you to go to Instagram. Okay. If you can't do this, I'll walk you through as much as I can. But this is quite literally out loud example of what I mean. If you go in and you type in the hashtag dog, okay? I'm doing it on my phone. Dog has, at this moment in time, 340 million posts. That means oh my God, the amount of dog pictures on here. Are you freaking kidding me? Okay, I need to, Courtney, don't get distracted. 340 million posts. Okay, so at the top, it says 340 million. It has the follow button. And then it says top, recent, and reels. I want you to click on recent, okay? And then I want you to refresh by just pulling it down. Did you see what happened? Do it again. Basically, what's happening is people are literally posting on this hashtag so frequently, right? It's kind of like if you have your billboard on a road that's 100 miles per hour. People are going so fast in their car. Ooh, man, Courtney, you are good with these analogies. People are going so fast with their car, they can't read your billboard, right? It's too fast. No one can read a billboard at, I mean, even 80 miles an hour. If you're zooming right by, you're not going to see what that billboard says, right? That's what happens when you use an oversaturated hashtag. So you don't want to use hashtags that have less than 10,000. And you don't want to use hashtags that have more than 3 million. That 10K to 3 million is the sweet spot. It's the sweet spot of hashtag usage that people are going to actually have a chance to see your stuff, to engage with your stuff, to click back to your profile, to read about you, and decide if you're someone who they want to follow or purchase from. So in comparison to this hashtag dog, I want you to go back into the search if you're following along. And if you're driving, don't do this. Do it later at a different time. You can come back and do this anytime. Honestly, this will work any day. This as example I've used for years because it hasn't changed, okay? I want you to type in hashtag chocolate lab squad. Get prepared for the cuteness. Okay. Again, at the top, we have top, recent, and reels. I want to click recent. It has 242,000 uses. Okay, so that's more than 10K, but less than 3 million. Now, if you refresh this, look what happens. It doesn't change, right? People are driving at a good enough speed or they're in traffic so they can actually read your billboard. This is a good hashtag, okay? This is a healthy hashtag, which leads us to hashtag number 3. Okay, so we have deserted, which is too little. We have oversaturated, which is too big. And then we have just right, right? Like the, what is it called? The three little bears. Just right. Good, healthy hashtags. 10K to 3 million. Okay. What are the signs of a healthy hashtag? When you go into the hashtag, it's not being used so much that you don't get seen. The photos in the hashtag actually have to do with what you're talking about, right? That is the sign of a good and healthy hashtag. Now, the fourth kind of hashtag and the most important kind of hashtag, like if you can learn anything from me today, this is probably the number one thing I would want you to learn, is a banned hashtag. Dun, dun, dun. I know you've heard the term shadow ban. I know you know what banning is. Maybe you don't, but you've at least heard it, okay? So let me explain this as best as I can. Instagram is the internet. And what is on the internet? Inappropriate things, okay? No matter what, there is always going to be spam. There is always going to be scam. There is always going to be porn and inappropriate things because it's the internet. Now, Instagram wants to keep its feed clean, right? They want to keep it safe for work and they want to keep it clean. They want to bring people together in a healthy, happy, safe way. Now, unfortunately, there are people on the internet, on Instagram, that post inappropriate things, okay? And so Instagram had to create a way to keep it clean. Because if you're using a hashtag on a photo of a inappropriate body part, right? Like, I don't know, a male, you know, genitals. Most people don't want to see that, right? No, you know, if you want to see that, all good for you. I don't want to, okay? And Instagram wants to keep it safe for work, and male genitals are not safe for work. So Instagram invented and created the banned hashtag. And the reason that they created it is so that they could turn off hashtags that start to get filled up with inappropriate content. And inappropriate isn't always naked stuff, right? It could be somebody trying to scam somebody out of money, right? It could be someone spamming someone with their stuff. There's all different reasons why they would want to keep certain things off Instagram. And so what happens is, I want you to go on your phone if you're following along, and I want you to type in beauty blogger. Okay? Now, as soon as you click on beauty blogger, at the top on your phone, it says, recent posts for hashtag beauty blogger are hidden because some posts may not follow Instagram's community guidelines. Basically, this says, hi, at Instagram, we've noticed people are posting inappropriate things using this hashtag, so we've turned it off to prevent those inappropriate things from being seen by people. But what people don't understand is all these photos I'm looking at right now are totally appropriate. Unfortunately, these people that have used this hashtag don't know what I'm teaching you, and they're using these hashtags unknowingly. And the problem is, if you use just one banned hashtag, even if it's an accident, Instagram flags your account as inappropriate. Use enough banned hashtags, it will, quote, shadow ban your account. And the purpose of a shadow ban is to hide your stuff, because Instagram assumes, if you're using one of their turned off hashtags, that you're posting things that shouldn't be on Instagram, right? There are 1 billion people on Instagram. They quite literally do not have enough humans working for them to go through every single post. So they have to create algorithms. They have to create bots. They have to create systems to keep the platform safe. And sometimes the system gets it wrong. It's up to you to make sure you don't use this hashtag. Now, of course, there are hashtags that are turned off that have body parts, right? Like hashtag ass, hashtag boobs. Like those are definitely turned off. Hashtag beauty blogger, that seems innocent, right? But unfortunately, there's some people who were posting things they shouldn't have, and so they turned it off. And so the only way to make sure you are not using banned hashtags, which can ruin your account, again, you use it too many times, Instagram permanently or semi-permanently hides your content, which lowers your engagement, which lowers your ability to be seen, which lowers your ability to become aware, for people to become aware of your brand, and lowers your sales. So you don't want to use these hashtags, but the only way to not use them is to research your hashtags every single time before you use them, or pay someone to do it for you. That's why I invented the hashtag files in my membership. And this is a pitch, but it's also like, just so you know, an FYI, if you want to join the hashtag files, it starts at $19 a month. Click the link in the show notes. But you can do this on your own. It just takes time. And the thing is, hashtags are getting banned and turned off every single day. So a hashtag that you might have used yesterday could be turned off tomorrow. Now, I want to say, though, if you used a hashtag that was good yesterday, but it got turned off today, you will not be penalized, because when you used it, it was not turned off. It's when you use it after they turn it off, after they ban it, that's when you start to get penalized. So where I see people mess up and go wrong is they're just using hashtags without checking them. And they're using hashtags that are way too little, and they're using hashtags that are way too big, and they're accidentally using banned hashtags. And so, yeah, then they're like, oh, hashtags suck. Hashtags don't work. Well, yeah, because you're not using good hashtags. You're using hashtags that are hurting your profile. There is a way to do hashtags. You're not doing it right. That's why I made this podcast in the hashtag files in the first place. Okay? You have to change up your hashtags regularly. You have to research your hashtags regularly, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Doing your own hashtag research will take you 5 to 7, maybe more if you're not experienced, hours per month, each and every single month. Most people don't have that time. Or, I mean, you could be doing so many other things 5 to 7 hours a month. You could be sleeping in. You could be going on a date. You could be taking a bath. You could be signing more clients, having sales calls, right? There's so many other things you could be doing other than hashtag research, which is why I created the hashtag files, so that we can do the research for you and you can stay in your zone of genius. Now, the other question that I get asked all the time is like, how many hashtags should I use? Is it 5? Is it 11? Is it 12? Is it 100? Like, no, people don't say that. Is it 30? Because the Instagram creator account made a post saying, you know, this is the right amount. First of all, I want to say the Instagram creator account was created by interns. And, you know, interns at Instagram know a lot, but they don't, like, even they don't study hashtags as much as I do. And the reason I can say I know this stuff works is because it's worked for me for 7 years and going. Now, hashtags and the amount you should use, I personally believe you should use 30 every time, but you need to use 30 healthy hashtags, that 10K to 3 million. If you're using 30 hashtags and you have banned ones in there and you have way too big oversaturated ones in there and you have deserted ones in there, yeah, you're not going to get good results from hashtags because you're using all the wrong ones, right? But when you have a hashtag strategy plus really good content, hashtags are magic. Now, here's the deal. Instagram allows you to use 30 hashtags, right? Have you ever accidentally typed in 31 and like it pops up red and it's like too many hashtags, error, right? Instagram is not going to penalize you for using what they allow you to use. Let me say that again. Instagram is not, N-O-T, capital exclamation point, underline, bold, not going to penalize you for using the amount of hashtags that they allow. They are going to penalize you if you use banned hashtags, because those aren't allowed, right? They're turned off for a reason. So I personally believe each hashtag is an opportunity to get more eyes on your stuff. Each hashtag is an opportunity to connect with more people. And the other reason that I see a lot of people having, you know, not so much success or struggle with hashtags is they're using the same hashtags for 10 months of the year. Okay? It's kind of like, let's use the billboard example again. If you use the same hashtags over and over and over and over again for 10 months, after a while, the same people that are driving past that billboard on that commute, they've all seen it. It's not doing anything for them. So you need to move it to another, that billboard, to another part of the freeway with the same amount of traffic with new eyes. If you're constantly using the same hashtags, you're not going to connect with new people. You want more, you know, digital foot traffic. And so if you're constantly using the same hashtags, you're just getting the same foot traffic. After a while, no one's buying, right? No one's clicking. No one cares. So my advice is, if you're posting 5 days a week, you should be using like 400 hashtags per month. But that's not what most people do. Most people make 3 lists and they use them for 6 months at a time. Another thing is, have you ever been in trouble on Facebook or Instagram for commenting the same thing over and over again? Right? Like, let's say you made a post and you're like, you know, respond back and I'll send you the link. And then you try to post the link. And then after a while, Facebook or Instagram puts you in Instagram or Facebook jail. And they're like, you commented too many times. Now you can't comment for a week. It's so stupid, but it happens. When you comment the same hashtags over and over and over again, right? That could happen to you. You can get flagged for spam. So switching up your hashtags not only moves your billboard to another area that has really good traffic, but you're just not going to get flagged for spam. Now, another question I get all the time is, where do I put my hashtags? Do I put them in the caption? Do I put them in the comment? Does it have to be the first comment? I'm going to say this one time and one time only. It does not matter. Hashtag placement is purely preference. It works literally the same, whether it's the first comment, the 20th comment, or in the caption. Now, I definitely want you to put your hashtags on your post ASAP, because they are timestamped based on when you posted the photo. So if like you post your photo today and you go add hashtags tomorrow, you miss 24 hours of valuable face time with the hashtags, right? Getting discovered. You definitely need to have your hashtags ready to go ASAP. But if you like post your post and you go to put it in the comment and you already got a couple comments, it doesn't matter. You can add it right away. It won't affect you. I personally am a long caption kind of girl. I like to talk. That's why I have a podcast. And so I like to put my hashtags in my in my comments, because it doesn't take away from the characters that I can write in my caption. But it's totally up to you, and it's not going to penalize you either way. Okay? So the other thing I want you to know is, like, I think I kind of already touched on this, but hashtags are changing all the time, right? Hashtags that were too little 2 months ago now have traction and you can use them. Hashtags that were perfect, healthy hashtags are now oversaturated. Hashtags that weren't banned are banned, right? So now that you know that hashtags are hella important, frankly, you probably don't have an hour to spare to figure it out, right? I want to help you curate high performing hashtags with my easy to use hashtag list builder. Okay, that is why I created the hashtag files. As soon as a hashtag becomes too big, we take it out. As soon as a hashtag becomes banned, we take it out. Every single hashtag in our library is healthy hashtags. You will never find a hashtag in there that is not good for you to use. There are no other hashtag softwares out there that exist like this. We are the one and only. Okay, here's 3 things that makes the hashtag files different. Number one, we are humans plus bots. Okay, the hashtag files uses AI and bots in the way that we set them up, but we also handpick humans, my hashtag experts, my team, handpick every single hashtag that goes in. How most hashtag platforms work is they just connect to Instagram and they give you every single hashtag that ever existed. They're not looking through the hashtag to make sure it's good for growth. They're just slapping it on there and say, hey, why don't you try this one? That's not how the hashtag files work. Number two, like I said, no other platform offers the healthy hashtag range that ours does, because not all hashtags are created equal, period. They're not. And if you want to see at a glance a bunch of hashtags that are in that healthy range, that is what the hashtag files does for you. And number three, you get direct help from our hashtag experts. So because all our hashtags are handpicked, if you want more hashtags, if you're in a tier 2, 3, or 4, we have 4 tiers. If you're in tier 2, 3, or 4, you can literally send us a message and say, hey, Courtney and team, we want more hashtags for giraffes. We're going on a safari and we want hashtags for safaris and giraffes. And within 5 business days, they will appear. No other platform does that. We are a social media manager in your back pocket. Okay. The hashtag files was created for small business owners, for entrepreneurs, creators, and especially, I'm talking to you, social media manager. The hashtag files will help you do research for your clients. And like I said, we're literally as low as $19 a month. Okay. Now you know that hashtags are important. Now you know that hashtags get you more eyes than anything else will ever get you. Now you know that eyes equal currency, right? And now you know that there's 4 types of hashtags and only 1 of those 4 types is actually good for growth. So I'm going to challenge you to do your own research. Okay, I want you to log on and I want you to find 100 hashtags. And if you do that, you will see how hard it is because you're going to have to do that again next month. And then you're going to have to do that again the month after that. And then you're going to have to do that again the month after that. If you want to be able to log in, select your hashtags, and make your lists for the entire month in like maybe 30 minutes, then I created the hashtag files for you. So definitely check that out. In the show notes, I'm going to put a link to the hashtag files. I'm going to put a special coupon code. Don't tell anyone. Okay, this is between you and me only. So if you want to try it for a special price, go look in the show notes. I'm not going to even say it. You got to scroll down, use your phone, scroll. And then if you want even more hashtag visual spiel, I have a free hashtag masterclass that I'll link in the show notes too. So I hope you learned something about hashtags. I hope you can see why I'm so passionate about hashtags. Again, like I put my money where my mouth is and I have spent over $130,000 just on building the softwares that I have built alone. This isn't including the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I've spent on my team to do research. We have spent thousands of hours creating this plethora database magic hashtag universe that we have. It will help you. Remember, hashtags plus good content equals magic. So I hope you learned something. Make sure to screenshot this and tag me at Courtney Schoberg. I'll drop my Instagram in the show notes as well. If you learned something, please tell a friend about this. I would love for more people to learn about hashtags because more people learn about hashtags, it's better for you because then you're going to get discovered through hashtags because people are going to start hanging out there even more than they already do. So thank you so much for being here. Next week, we're going to be talking about my Instagram sales secret weapon. So if that sounds juicy to you, because it is, tune in next Wednesday. And until then, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.